This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Joining me now is our Congressman, Ralph Norman. Good morning, sir.
Glad to be with you.
Absolutely. Just want to get your reaction to what's going on in America this morning. I mean, this is a progression of violence from the summer of love at when, you know, Democrat leaders, including some of your colleagues up there on the Hill, you know, cheered on or at least did not condemn the $2 billion worth of damage that the left did. That is the final estimate from the insurance industry. $2 billion worth of damage. That does not even count the 35% of businesses that did not have insurance and thus they didn't pay out. It was the largest single destructive event in U.S. history, money-wise, in terms of damages, sir, since the Civil War. It only comes in second. And that was the summer of love. I mean, we're on a straight line from that. Can you address this?
Yeah, I can, Tara. And you know what's shocking is you had a vice presidential candidate or vice president at the time, Kamala Harris, who helped bail and get the criminals who did all the $2 billion worth of damage out of jail. And,
yeah,
you know, it wasn't a summer of love, summer of hate and summer of evil, to be honest with you. And it's the same mindset that did not welcome Benjamin Netanyahu in from, you know, our only democracy in the Middle East. And, you know, again, it's just a they're not going to silence the conservatives, though. Their method of dealing with dissent in their minds is what you see in third world countries is socialism, and violence is a part of it, but not in America. And the fact that they're resorting to tearing up cities, assassinating people like they did Charlie Kirk, and, you know, embracing the criminal instead of the victims has got to end. And I think it will.
You say you think it will. I'm very bullish on this morning. If any good thing comes of this, I mean, it has got to be. Sparky has just messaged me, who is you know, watching on Rumble. Reddit is a mess. The libs are freaking rabid with their celebration. I saw that on Twitter this morning. Absolute joy. I mean, thousands of posts celebrating this with the left showing us who they really are. Do you think this backfires on them, Representative Norman?
Not only does it backfire, it shows what the left, what the Democrats are doing. Tara, yesterday it gave us a front row seat into what happens when we had a simple, after a vote on the defense bill, a simple request by Lauren Boebert to have a verbal prayer in the House of Representatives. And the left went crazy, shouted Mike Johnson down and for a simple prayer. And so that's where we are. But the good news is it's more of us than it is them. They can shout all they want. They still hadn't figured out why the 77 million people rejected them. And we're going to reject them in even more numbers in the upcoming elections, both local and national, I think. But they've become unhinged because they're socialist. They're, you know, it's just a government control that they want to have over people. They want to be at the forefront, and it's not going to happen.
Representative Norman, I'm glad you brought that up. The audio is very hard to hear. Were you on the floor when Democrats were yelling no about a moment of silence for Charlie Kirk?
Yes.
What happened? It's very hard to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, again, Lauren just said, and it was hard to hear her because she didn't go to the mic. She just said, "Mr. Speaker, I request to speak out of order, and can we have a verbal prayer?" That's all she said. And then the left went crazy. There are 211 of them, and all of them started, not maybe all of them, but they started screaming, drowning out Lauren, and, you know, people were, I mean, the Republicans were outraged and as we watched it, but we didn't engage them. It was them that didn't want to say a prayer. It was them that has kicked the Bible and kicked prayer out of local schools and in the House of Representatives, which was visible yesterday.
Mm. What a mess. Meanwhile, speaking of Democrats, I know you have called for Vi Lyles, the mayor of the city of Charlotte, to resign. Tell us about that.
You know, Tara, for an elected official to have a killing, I mean, a senseless killing, on August 22nd of a girl that had escaped a country in Ukraine that was war-torn to come to America and to simply get on a bus and get stabbed to death. And for the mayor to cover it up, not let the media and the media was complicit in this. I mean, why they would not report this To make matters worse, it was when early voting was taking place for the mayor of Charlotte. And she ought to resign out of shame. And Joe Wilson and I both are calling for her to resign. I'm going to get the rap sheet of the 14 charges against the killer and put it on my Facebook and put it and publicize it. Because not only did the mayor cover this up and fail us, but the judges that let this madman out, he shouldn't have been walking on the streets. You know, and I wonder if it were the mayor's daughter or the mayor's relative that got stabbed. Would she take that same position? I don't think so.
Ralph Norman, one more thing. A lot of calls this morning by the left for gun control and blaming Charlie Kirk for his own death. I've got several of those on my feed this morning because he wouldn't support turning in our guns. What do you say to that?
That's the biggest lie the left is trying to sell. And the campus was a gun-free campus. Don't you wish people had guns and could have taken the killer out? No, they always want to take the guns away from the American people. We're not going to let that happen. Our Second Amendment rights is per the Constitution. We're going to uphold it. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. Mad men kill people. And but I expect more to come. And you're hearing some conservatives say, you know, in elected office say that, which is outlandish to even suggest that.
Amen to that, Ralph Norman. I also know you're running for governor, and you're the only one we haven't given the governor's interview to yet. So glad to get you on for that. Where can folks find your campaign?
RalphNormanForGovernor.com.
Amen. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Representative Norman, on 98.9 WORD. Coming up on the show, how do we get here? There's a very straight line, and it's not because we need to turn the temperature down on the debate. That's not how we got here. But I just asked Representative Norman about this, about the gun violence. There is a South Carolina, Mount Pleasant business owner, owns a tattoo shop there, Michael Kulik. And he just went viral for writing this about Charlie Kirk. How do you eulogize a victim of gun violence who was on the record saying that, quote, some gun deaths every year are a logical and prudent price to pay so we could have guns to protect our other rights? He was a bigot, talking about Charlie Kirk. He writes, he was a bigot who dressed up his racism in expensive suits and $20 words. He was a bully and a provocateur. He most definitely isn't a martyr. He was also too young to remember the America before Columbine. His young kids didn't deserve this, but their father's death was part and parcel of the intolerance he promoted and the innocent lives he was content to write off. He says you shouldn't be eulogized because he's a victim of gun violence who supported the Second Amendment. So what are we hearing from the left this morning, including Zohran Mamdani? If you don't give up your guns and you get killed by a liberal with a gun, because we now have a shooting or mass shooting every week in America by a leftist. There have been over 15 transgender shooters going back 3.5 years. If you don't give up your guns, you deserve to be shot. That's the left's sick gun argument after Charlie Kirk's assassination. Let me summarize it for you. And this is what he's saying. Hand your guns over to us, the left, or you deserve to die violently, like Charlie Kirk. Hand your guns over, even as we increasingly attempt to kill you for the views you peacefully express. Again, this is what the left is saying. Hand your guns over to us, even as our left-wing followers burn and destroy billions in businesses, in private property, in protest when we get mad over an issue. Hand over your guns to us, leftist media, as leftist media and leaders whip their followers into a frenzy of hate against half of America with their lies. Turn your guns over to us, as 58% of self-described liberals say that killing Donald Trump is at least somewhat justified in that Reuters poll. Hand your guns over to us as we flood the country with the world's worst criminals with their open border policies. People have no trouble bringing their guns illegally into our country, trafficking them into the country. Hand over your guns to us as we prosecute just 1.7% of the felon illegally possessing a gun cases in D.C. and let the rest go, because they're just fine with criminals having guns. They just don't want law-abiding people to have guns. Why? They're afraid we'll use them on them as they continue their push into socialism. And folks, one last thing. You know what happens if we were to listen to them and give up our guns like they want? They will get office again. They will get in power again. They will open the border, and every criminal on earth will stream in. Every one of them will have a gun. And they ain't going to do a dang thing about it when those criminals with those guns who are cartel members terrorize us. And if we don't have guns and you can't buy guns here, guess what? They'll be trafficking just as much as drugs, which are illegal. They'll be trafficking in guns for all of the Democrats' criminal voters. And we will be the only ones who don't have them. Count on it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Folks, I got to hit this because this would have been a bombshell during the COVID era. And I want you to remember it going forward. I'm just going to spend a second on it because I know everyone wants to talk about Charlie Kirk. Okay, then I'm going to go back to it. Anthony Fauci was just exposed by Rand Paul, the senator, for violating yet another federal law. It is illegal for him or anyone who works for him to delete emails or correspondence that is covered by FOIA. That is a crime. And yet he was regularly asking, and thankfully they didn't delete the emails, didn't break the law as he required his folks who work for him, his emails saying, delete this so nobody has it. But the most fascinating thing is what's in one of these emails and what it stated. Do you remember how Anthony Fauci demonized Florida for staying open? Do you remember how Anthony Fauci painted Ron DeSantis as a murderer? Remember all that? You remember how Anthony Fauci, we would later learn, via the FBI, had people censored who questioned the lockdowns that permanently closed and destroyed 95,000 businesses because Fauci said so? Based on, it turns out, no science of any kind. They just made it up. Well, do you remember what talk radio was like at that time? Because I sure do. I had some people in this audience saying, you're trying to kill people by wanting to open up again. By pointing out, hey, look, you know, the Florida death rate's virtually the same as the New York death rate, except the New York folks are living through a lockdown that looks a lot like the USSR. But you couldn't say that. You'd be censored online by, it turns out, Fauci and the FBI. They might even take your account. Especially if you are a credible virologist. In this email I'm looking at right now, Anthony Fauci himself argues with a colleague and admits, let me read it, that New York, with all its lockdowns, is doing just as well as Florida. No difference. In other words, it doesn't matter. The same thing he censored us for saying. Oh, and then he says, delete this email. He knew the whole time. He knew the whole time that the lockdowns, the science he was defending, was bull crap. Remember this next time everybody says the same thing in the media, including the experts. Odds are the experts were selected for their sociopathy, their psychopathy, and for the fact they're willing to lie to manipulate for the elites. Listen to the Fauci wrote this. Fuck, I said this. Conservative talk radio. Fauci writes, also, please forgive me. I am not trying to be contrary, he's writing to a colleague. But let us look at the numbers. The New York metropolitan area has a death rate, talking about COVID, of 0.0016. Miami-Dade County has a death rate of 0.0018. He says, ultimately not too different from New York. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he's arguing with the colleague who's very passionate, saying, oh, everybody needs to lock down like New York. And Fauci's like, nah, it won't really make a difference. And yet he went on to push lockdowns and demonize anybody who wanted to stay open as, you know, bad person, ultimately destroying 95,000 businesses, knowing we didn't even need the lockdowns. It takes a special kind of evil to destroy people's life like that. You know how many families who own businesses, have business for generations, lost their houses, lost everything because of this kook? Who, by the way, knows he did such a bad job that he accepted the criminal pardon that Joe Biden gave him. And yet it's RFK. It's RFK, Senate says. RFK, we need to worry about. RFK needs to resign. This guy's a hero. Just want you to remember it next time they hawk up a new lie. Everybody's on the same page, telling the same lie. With these people, it's a sign. It's a lie. I don't want him to get away with it because this is a busy news day. I don't. All right, we got a lot of folks on the line want to talk about Charlie Kirk. I'll be taking some of those phone calls next. There's something I really want to point out to you about this assassination. Even FBI, former FBI on Fox News yesterday saying this sure looks like a professional hit. It does, doesn't it? And then I'll give you a little tease for what's coming up. There's what John Solomon said on Fox News yesterday. Again, veteran DC reporter, has my total respect for getting every aspect of the Russia collusion hoax correct from the beginning. No one else in the DC press corps did it. What is he saying now?
The investigation goes on. There's a lot of piecing of evidence together. We don't have a shooter tonight. We have a couple leads. There's a couple hot leads. There's a little bit of foreign intelligence. And I think over the next couple of days, we will learn a lot more. And hopefully we will bring to justice the evil person who did what they did to Charlie today.
Foreign intelligence? Why would there be foreign intelligence? Oh, you mean like there was on Crooks? Yeah, the foreign accounts and the communications that were encrypted. We know all about that, though. We know who his handlers were overseas. Don't, what? No, we don't. But didn't Congress request that from the FBI and the Secret Service? Do we ever get it? No, we didn't. We didn't get it. Yeah, see, Butler looked really professional to me, too. I think he just didn't bring the scope because he was afraid he couldn't get it through the vetting, the scanning. Thomas Crooks, absolute professional. We still haven't seen the overseas accounts here. You know what they'll do? Oh, those overseas accounts, but don't worry about it. Now, he didn't have a handler like that guy from Ukraine who also had overseas accounts and 17 cell phones, even though he was broke. No, that's all normal. Well, do we have the cell phone records? Well, maybe they'll turn up in the trial. I doubt it, though. They're going to do this again. Oh, he's just a liberal troll. He's just, don't worry about the overseas accounts and the payments and the very strange flight records that are coming out of the air over Utah. Yeah, just ignore all that. See if Congress can get the info this time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurices to find fashion fit for you
with a little help from us.
Folks, from the time 3 years ago, Lori Lightfoot, mayor, then mayor of Chicago, said, hey, if you're gay, you should get a gun, shoot up the place. So a boy in a skirt did. Shot up a 4th of July parade. No better place to find Trump supporters. You can see a picture of him on my ex feed and his pink, pink heels. Yeah, shot up that parade. Killed 7 people. It was the beginning of the run of 15 liberal transgender shooters. That run still going as of two weeks ago. Another guy who listed killing Trump as one of his priorities shot up a school in a copycat crime. And why would he do that? Why would he do a clear copycat crime? Copying what Audrey Hale did in Tennessee. Well, because he saw the love that she got on the left. Oh, the absolute adoration and love less than a week after she killed those children. The White House, for the first time ever, declared a transgender day of remembrance. Yeah, between their sneers, you could tell what they were doing. They were remembering her. They were honoring her. She died, you know. She was killed. Transgender Day of Remembrance, not even a week after she shot up that school. It was a celebration of Audrey Hale. Don't kid yourself. I retweeted the video 2 weeks ago when it happened, the latest copycat transgender left-wing shooter, trying to get the love and adoration that Audrey Hale got from the Oval Office. One of the most galling scenes from that time was the liberal protesters who stormed the Tennessee legislature January 6th style, violently, holding up 7 figures and chanting 7 victims. Problem is only 6 people were shot at that Christian school. Who was the 7th? Audrey Hale. The left saw her as a victim and honored her later that week with the first Trans Day of Remembrance, which was the sacrament, and I should say the holiday, really, a better way to put it, the holiday they celebrated instead of Easter. They invited a bunch of transgender activists to the White House, and one of them flashed little children. Fake breasts. Amazing boob job, though. Really did look real, I will say. White House forced to condemn that, but we know they loved it. Yeah, so after all of that adoration that Audrey Hale became a folk hero, is it any wonder that another boy who wanted to be a girl did an exact copycat crime 2 weeks ago? And that is why children were killed praying in a church, not because they were praying or somebody has guns. So here's the last 2 weeks, folks. Children were killed while praying in a church, and Democrats stood up for the shooter by mocking those children. Then they spent a long weekend hoping Trump was dead and trending Trump dead over and over and over and over. They literally ignored, deflected Arena Zarutska's violent killing. And now literal demons cannot contain their glee over Charlie Kirk's assassination. That's where we are this morning. And it all started with Summer Love. $2 billion worth of damage based on lies about the drug overdose that George Floyd had, with liberal leaders and Democrat leaders egging on those who did the $2 billion worth of damage, mostly to innocent business owners. Even worse, the 32 people who were murdered, including a former police chief in St. Louis. Zero condemnation from the left. None. At least not at the national level. I think the governor had to condemn it because, you know, be bad for him if he didn't. But no, they're fine. That's how they worked up to this. And folks, when people say, as we had a caller earlier, we got to turn down the rhetoric. We're too ideologically extreme. I just already had that call this morning. No. No, we're who we always were. Our views haven't changed 15 years ago. Theirs have. They are in the middle of a socialist revolution. They want to take our guns. They want to silence us. In fact, they already did in the last administration. Debanked us and silenced us. This is a socialist revolution. Of course they're getting violent. That's what's changed. Ain't nothing else has changed. It's all the same. John in Spartanburg. Good morning, sir.
Hey, hey. Good morning. How you doing, ma'am?
Good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I got, I hate that they killed Charlie. You know, that's so unsenseless murder, you know, but in my opinion, I've got a solution to stop child trafficking, child molestation, anybody that kills somebody out of hate crime, whatever. I've got a very good solution to hold their feet to the fire. Bring back public hangings. If you start holding them accountable for their actions, bring hanging back, they'll stop this crap. Because if you ever sit there and want somebody to be hung, I know I've never personally, but seeing it on TV, that's gruesome. And they know their fate.
I don't disagree with you, John. As a reporter, I went to an execution. I've actually sat through one, and it was incredibly jarring. I thought, you know, it was a brutal murder. He deserved it, and I thought that, you know, I wouldn't feel anything, but I did. And it's a terrible thing to watch a human being die. It makes a very big impression on you. And I think if a government's going to do something, I'm always a fan of more disclosure, not less. So I don't disagree with you. I think it's a great idea. I also think we need laws that speed this up so that when we catch this thug who did this to Charlie Kirk, and I really hope Utah gets to try him because they've got the firing squad. I don't want a federal trial when we get him, and we're going to get him. I don't want a federal trial because the next Democrat president will let everybody out of the death penalty who's been given it. I do not trust them, especially not after Joe Biden and half the Democrats in the 2020 primary ran on releasing across the top 50% of federal prisoners. Folks, I don't know that somebody like whoever killed Charlie Kirk doesn't get out. I'm serious. Here we are. It's Joe Biden. I was looking for this audio yesterday, committing to eliminating 50% of the prison population. Just let him out off the top.
Do you commit to cutting incarceration by 50% if elected?
We can do it more than that. There should be no... look, get his name. I'll send you exactly what my program is.
But is it a yes or no?
Yeah, the answer is yes.
Thank you.
But I got a better plan than you guys have.
I can't wait to hear it.
Jez Pitcher was one of those on that billboard on 85 here in South Carolina during that 2020 primary, who had taken the pledge to, off the top, eliminate 50% of the federal prison population. Bam. I don't want him in federal prison. I want him in Utah, because they'll kill him in Utah. We can trust them. Utah is not going to be in Democrat hands anytime soon. And they have that fabulous firing squad. Yeah, make it public. I think it's a great idea. I don't think it should be. I don't like the idea of killing. If the government is going to carry out executions, it should be in public, so everybody can see. Shouldn't be a secret. Texter writes, yeah, Tara, have you seen the post of the flight tracker of the jet that left Utah for 45 minutes, cut off its tracker, and then returned to Utah? Yeah, flew right through the area where Charlie Kirk was, cut off its tracker, and then turned around, went back to the airport and cut it back on. Yeah, and that's from a flight tracking web Twitter feed. I don't know what that means. It's interesting, though. We'll see. But they're going to get him. Texter writes, yes, Tara, public hangings because we've seen public assassinations. Another texter writes, Tara, we need all Democrats to turn in their guns voluntarily. That they can turn that into action where their mouth is. Yeah, no, absolutely. Today is 9/11, and we haven't forgotten that. If only the country could be as unified for good as it was right after 9/11. But I don't want you to miss this, because something's going on, something's big. We just finally had a judge's ruling that the families can sue Saudi Arabia for its role in 9/11. And it had a role in 9/11 with the collusion of the Bush administration. Never forget the New York Post article that documented how low-level FBI agents wanted to interview folks who worked in the Saudi embassy. And remember, at the time, the skies were locked down. Nobody could fly. And then the Bush administration made an exception to get the folks there at the Saudi embassy who were implicated in 9/11 out of the country. We never interviewed them, to the frustration of some of the lower level FBI agents. But there was another crew inside the FBI, and they were super busy little bees, apparently. That's according to a press conference yesterday by the national chair of the 9/11 Families United, the official organization that represents those families. Here is the head of that organization on Fox News yesterday talking about the FBI breaking the law to withhold details on one of the hijackers and protect him.
And you just received some news about the FBI and potential cover-ups. Tell us about that reporting.
It's not potential. It's 100% that 10 days after September 11th,
there's an individual that was handling two of the first two arriving hijackers, helping them with everything that they needed. His name is Al-Bayoumi. He was in London. He had already fled the country. And they raided his home, and they confiscated this evidence. The FBI buried it.
Why?
Well, that's a good question. But for over 20 years now, they did not give it to the 9/11 Commission. They did not give it to the Joint Inquiry. They did not cooperate with the 2018 subpoena. They have not cooperated with Biden's executive order. This very key evidence about Bayoumi's involvement, a plane sketching with flight calculations on how to hit a target on the ground, everything. And it's incredible that, yes, the FBI buried it.
Wow, there's going to...
That's not surprising. We know for a fact that a contingent of the FBI working for the Bush administration helped them escape the country while another group of FBI wanted to interview them. They're very frustrated. This actually fits that pattern. What is going on here? Why would the FBI help one of the handlers for the hijackers cover up his crime? What the... Something off here, folks. It's always been something off. I don't know why we couldn't just sit down and interview them. And if they were responsible for 9/11, we'd prosecute them. What's the big deal? But it was. There was something wrong. We still don't know what it is. We still haven't even seen the full 9/11 report. Still a secret. There's a reason for that. Texter writes, Tara, I... No, for me and my family, we want action, like justice immediately. Broke my sister's heart about Charlie Kirk. He was working with my sister personally with information on health insurance and those free books he gives out to people who are like-minded. We are at the coast and all local news covered were negative interviews about Charlie, what Charlie was saying about transgender people and recent shooters. They are so state-run. This is where Trump stickers reign supreme everywhere. Oh, I see the area you're in. Yeah, I see why you left Dirty Myrtle Beach. Never forget 9/11. The left creates so much chaos. Yeah, I know. Another texter writes, hey, Tira, love your show. Do you think they assassinated Charlie Kirk? Because he could have been the next president. You know what is interesting about Charlie Kirk? If you watch what he's been doing the last few weeks, he had begun to establish, he was really coming into his own. But he'd begun to establish an international presence. He had visited Japan, hung out with the leadership of that country. He was due to visit Israel. Even Netanyahu said, yeah, I just talked to him 2 weeks ago. He was coming to Israel. He was really getting an international profile. He was young, attractive, well-spoken, the kind of thing the international left is terrified of. So, folks, I don't know. You going to tell me Thomas Crooks wasn't a professionally trained assassin? With connections overseas, might just be a loop right back through our intel agencies with overseas accounts. Who knows? I think he was. You know why? Because if he wasn't, they would have disclosed it all. He's dead. But we still can't even find out who controlled those overseas accounts, who his handlers were, who he was communicating with. Ditto for Ryan Ruth, by the way. That's going to be one of the most interesting things about this case in Florida. Do we get to find out about 17 telephones that he had, cell phones? We'll find out who he was talking to? Bet we won't. I bet we won't. All right. Much more, including your phone calls, coming up next, 800-905-0989.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.